Anatomy of a Hate Crime. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last Friday, Naveed Afzal Haq, identifying himself as a Muslim American angry at Israel, broke into the offices of the Jewish Federation of Seattle and shot six women, killing one. The prosecutor has charged Haq with aggravated murder. Possible penalty? Death. And you wonder, what do you do about this? Well, you redouble the war on terrorism. Or do you? During the incident, one of the victims was able to call 911 and actually handed the phone to the gunman who told the operator, quote, "I'm not upset at the people, I'm upset at your foreign policy." He then told the operator to connect him with CNN, and then, when told that was impossible, said, okay, he'd give himself up. So he put his hands on his head, walked out of the office, and lay face down on the sidewalk. So, one moment he's killing people he says he has no beef with, the next moment he's following instructions over the phone to surrender. And afterwards he tells the cops, quote, "This is about the Jews and what they are doing. The Jews are running this country." What does that remind you of? I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of what Mel Gibson would say to his tequila bottle. For some reason, planted deep in the minds of some people is a rabid antipathy towards Jews. All it takes is a little liquor, or in Mr. Haq's case, what appears to be a bipolar disorder, to bring it out. I'm pretty sure Haq will never walk free again, but what about the next guy? Well, we're either going to have to identify and treat people like this before they go off, make it tougher for people with mental illness to get weapons, or find a way to roll back 2,000 years of anti-Semitism. I wish us luck. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.